Nah, fuck it. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Week 7 Review Podcast of the TSL. I am your host, Joe K., even though I had absolutely nothing to do with TSL football this weekend. But then again, you could say the same for about half the league, maybe? I don't know. It seemed like a ton of people were down in Nashville. It was awesome. So joining me to talk to you guys about the ins and outs of Saturday, as always, Emily Curry is with me. Say hello, Emily.
Hi.
We have Kyle Conniff, very handsome man, quarterback of no pun intended. He's giving me finger guns, so that makes me feel really good inside. He also plays on tight ends in motion, but we won't mention that too many times because then people will bitch because somebody else is on two teams. Also joining us is league icon when it comes to alcoholism anyway. My friend and yours, Drunk Meg. Meg, hello.
Hello.
Meg, of course, plays on Cheers. TMA. And formerly known at this moment as Drunk Meg's boyfriend, but will be known as Dave.
There's a lot of Dave.
Dave Marcus is here. He is, I'm going to say you're the leader of the Tater Tots. Is that true?
I am. That is true.
Cool. Why do you sound really nervous? Is everything okay? Let's talk right to the microphone.
Yep. I am the captain of the Tater Tots.
Maybe you just didn't want to admit it. No,
do I need to be closer? Is that?
No, you're fine. I just like fucking with people.
If your name is Dave, though, it is a rule. You have to have like an adjective with it. Like on our team, we have Stoner Dave. We have Daddy Dave.
We have Beard Dave.
Beard.
He has a great beard. I know there's other Dave's with beards, but like I feel like his trumps all other Dave beards.
Do you want that to be your name, Beard Dave?
Well, you want to become Meg's boyfriend?
A lot of people actually call me Beard Dave. Okay. I got Beard Dave. I used to have a really long mustache. I was Mustache Dave for a while. Some people call me Dave. People call me David. That's like a
Excuse
thing.
Me.
That's part of my name.
How long was your mustache?
Probably out to here.
Whoa!
I remember that.
Yeah,
that was impressive. Yeah.
Back there's an infamous picture I could show you. It won't help to anybody listening though.
Ah, you're right. We're a very visual audio podcast, I guess. So, Emily, you were there and I wasn't. What happened?
Pickings were slim. Attendance was low. Fields were quiet. Not as many shots were consumed.
Yeah, the bar was pretty sad.
A lot of great things happened. All the scoundrels were gone for the week.
Yeah. A lot of great things happened, even with all the pieces of us gone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
What were those great things, Kyle?
Well, you know, I won both my games.
Oh, wow. So that was
really all that mattered to me, honestly.
Is that a result
that
of people not showing up?
Yeah, I guess. Why not?
All right. That's cool. Yeah. How was the weather, by the way? Because I saw people in, like, winter hats.
It turned out to be pretty nice, like, towards the afternoon.
Yeah, I started in a winter hat, and that was a mistake.
No,
it was cold. It was cold if you weren't moving around.
I was fried.
My face
Sunday
is peeling.
Sunday I woke up and I was fried.
Oh, yeah,
I definitely got some sun.
Like,
yeah.
It hurt. Also, I was sent on a mission during the day.
Yeah, you told me about that when I was
by Ramir to talk to people that I don't know, which was a little awkward, and ask them who they think the MVPs are, girl, guy, and quarterback, and I got some interesting responses.
Are we going to talk about those?
I don't know. It might be for
See,
the
you
bank.
Can't bring that up and
yeah,
not discuss it.
Well, no,
bit.
It might be for
some
the...
teasers.
You can drop
some names. It's not like those are definitely going to be the winners.
Well, sometimes it's...
Yeah, let's put some pressure on some people.
It's adjectives, kind of, for some people, because people didn't know.
Are we doing
names.
Class superlatives right now?
No.
Apparently. I smile.
It's
so,
nicknames.
Actually,
got nicknames.
It's funny you say that. I was granted permission for Joe K and I to do the Joe K and Emily Awards at the banquet.
Ooh.
So,
I just found this out. I wish you guys could see how happy I am.
So in addition to the normal like MVPs, blah blah blah, we'll be doing awards, for example, best legs in the league.
Oh,
it's you versus Delaney, so like it's neck and neck.
I got news for you. I went to the gym just before this. So Delano. You're on notice.
Watch out, homie.
Just got to tan a lot. I'll be all right.
So actually, most of these, if we want to talk about it now,
we do want to talk
keeping
about
it secretive. However, it was mostly lower divisions.
I really didn't
talk to people in upper division, like in D1, because we kind of know everybody.
Because you know all the people.
Well, there's five of us.
There's some cool people
there's
in
five.
The lower divisions.
Well, no, there's five only five teams,
right?
So we get
I
to...
Like
don't count us
divisions.
Out.
We get to know each other really well. I like my lower division friends a lot better, though.
Ooh.
Not psychopaths. Well, they are, but in
True.
A good way. Hi, Meg.
So,
cheers.
So, D3, we'll start there. So, Kyle, this is your division that no pun intended is in.
This is why he's asking. He wants to know how people talked about him.
Your name was thrown out as a quarterback MVP, and then I said, I don't think that's allowed, because if you play in an upper division, I don't know if you're allowed to be nominated.
I think he should. All right.
Why?
I would because immediately argue about, that he could okay, not be
yeah,
male,
that makes
but
sense.
He could be QB because
so,
he's not a quarterback. Well,
so think about
he
it
is
like
a quarterback, but he's
but
not a quarterback.
That's like Jay plays for pass list in six.
Right.
That'd
so think about it, though. The gender teams in D4, then, if we did girl MVPs in D4, it would probably be all people in gender teams. And I don't
I'm
know.
Pretty sure,
I don't think that's
I'm
fair.
I'm pretty sure the gender team girls are good. Well, actually, you're right. We should kick you guys out because you're jerks. But, like... See, when you put it that way, yeah, that ruins it for me. But, like, I do feel like if you play quarterback in a lower division, you're not a quarterback.
But
and you
okay, maybe that's...
It,
if you're not a quarterback, okay, that makes
D4.
Sense.
Right. I've been playing in D4 for 3 years.
And Kyle
this,
moved up.
And I moved up, so...
Right.
No one can hear you if you're over
oh,
there.
Sorry.
Yeah, he's this little...
It's very comfortable couch, so.
It is a really comfortable
couch.
Okay,
so anyway,
things,
okay? Kyle was thrown around. I guess I'll put his name back on the list now that we've... debunked the
thank
whole
you.
Oh, he is crossed
you're,
off too.
You're
oh,
valuable
wow.
player.
No,
she used whiteout.
No.
Nobody uses whiteout anymore.
No, Joey Bats was crossed out.
Oh.
Yeah.
The female MVP?
Yeah.
Anyway.
So people were saying for D3 QBs, Vince Traverno from All We Do Is Quinn. I'm sorry if I'm botching your names.
Sorry.
Kyle
he...
and Scotty from Frodo.
Those are all very, very good quarterbacks. Although Scotty has off field issues that I don't know if will help him for this award.
So then I spoke. So this is when I approached Endgame. So then they nominated two of their own players.
And well, that's
however
then
that's
fair. That's what you're supposed to do, though.
No,
yeah.
This is fair though because they are really good. Jamie.
Yes.
Every time I look over, she's getting a pick. And then Brandon Farr.
Yeah,
if you're,
Brandon
if you're related
playing.
To
Brandon's
Jeff Farr,
awesome.
You must be really good at football.
Oh, well,
he's
really
good
at this year
for sure.
Okay. Then D4. Mitch Bennett from Full Throttle.
Okay.
Do you know who that is?
No, I know Lou and Luke.
Okay, Mitch is like the 6'9" African-American male on their team who is like
oh, yeah,
their
he's
best
impossible
player.
To guard.
Yes.
Well, he's 6'9". You
yeah,
are
it was
5'8" on a good day.
Oh, come on.
You've been described as elvish.
And then girls,
yes,
they
the
elevation elfish
on my
bed.
Girls, they said Caitlin Mason from Buffalo Solar
yes.
Solutions. Her speed is comparable to Casey Oliphant.
Yes,
wow.
Super fast.
Yes, then actually very similar play styles too. And then Jackie from Uncle Rico's, who we all know.
Yeah, she has.
Jackie's
hands.
Got hands for days. And then D5. Quarterbacks, we said Paul Lavallo, who I have like an old man crush on.
He's fantastic. We should just give it to B because he's played very, very well for them.
Oh yeah, I forgot. That's B's true. Been subbing, and then
he played more than once.
I know. I think they're trying to get him to play this week too. I don't know if he played last week because again,
he was reffing. I know he was reffing.
And then some people just had like team names, so the practice squad quarterback. Nobody knows that person's
name. I know that the quarterback rankings committee knows his name.
Okay.
He's probably been on it because they've been winning too. So.
Okay. And then for
it's
girls.
Larry. No, the quarterback for D5 is Larry on Overcompensators.
Well.
That is going to be
I know
wins
you,
it.
So you can't vote.
The what now?
It had to be people I don't know.
Oh, that's fair.
Oh,
and not regulars.
Fair.
So the idea was we're getting the perspective of people who like.
I understand what we're doing.
Don't
here.
Read the write-ups and
like
who don't have bias.
Yes.
not the in crowd, but that's the whole point of it. Like
it's not popular.
You also people find out who stays and watches games because a lot of teams come play and then leave.
Well,
then
the
leave,
idea was it's
thing.
Like the people who just play their game, so you're kind of just focusing on who you play against.
Yeah,
they play,
you
they
only know
up.
Your division,
and that it always makes me laugh because there's always people who are like, well, why don't they talk about us more on the podcast or on the articles or anything? And a
like
lot of it's because nobody
teams.
We just don't know who you are, and that's not to be rude. And it's not that we don't want to, but if you don't take two steps to be like, hey. This person on my, like, you don't have to say about yourself, sure.
I
but
mean,
like,
I
also, you got to hang out at the bar.
You guys know my name. So.
And now I can't forget you.
Right, exactly.
Lyle,
and
I know
I won't
you.
Leave you alone.
Lyle.
Oh, for those of you who don't know, Kyle's alter ego is Lyle when he drunkenly slings the pigskin. So feel
yeah,
free to call
certainly
him
certainly Lyle this past Saturday.
Yes.
After bumping the Coronas, it was Lyle out there on the
Moe's
field.
Entire indoor league, Kyle was Lyle because the games are at 10 p.m.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Other little fun notes just
anecdotes.
To think about. Girls for D5, practice squad, Renee.
Yes.
Jen
of
Statura, come from behind, and my girl Swanton on the replacements.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nobody gave me any guys. And then D6.
Replacements are in D6.
I thought they
no,
were in D5.
Yeah.
No,
no,
they're definitely
D6.
In D6.
Oh, shit, Swan, you're going down. Okay.
Wah, wah.
The TMA
yeah.
quarterback. I don't know his name.
Ryan.
Yes.
Ryan.
I know you have two new players. One's Ryan, and one's Goodnick.
Ryan's pretty good.
Ryan and Goodnick.
And then Goodnick Eric and from the Passless Chaps was also nominated.
Eric.
Who's that?
He has red gloves. He's Jay, one of Jay's favorite receivers.
Is he one of the guys who was playing quarterback before Jay?
Is he one of the top guys or the short guys?
He's like in the middle.
Because they did have a couple different guys quarterbacking this week. They had three games this week.
Yeah,
that was baller.
So, yeah, he was voted.
That's insane to play three games.
I know. Drunk Meg, you were nominated by Blue Hair Girl.
Jill
Dibble.
Oh, best friend.
Love you, Jill. Yes,
Blue Hair and Red Hair Girl. Woo! Go team.
Yes.
Okay.
So, yeah, if you think of anyone, well, and you don't know who I am, you have to come find me and tell me who.
Yeah, that's basically
who you vote
what it
for.
Is.
It can't be people I know telling me who
we need think. Name tags so people know who we are.
Oh,
and they're like, oh, this is who we should
be. There's actually a girl on Wild Oak that's pretty good. She's really fast. Blonde girl.
Okay.
Fast blonde girl on Wild Oak. We're going to learn your name this weekend.
Yeah, I don't know any of the
names.
Let's talk to them. They're a really friendly group.
I'm going to check now. Watch them. Then I have a
they
game.
Also always have
playing
a bunch of kids in the field that are pretty
they're
fun.
They're playing TMA, so we'll definitely get to talk to them. And I'm sure both of you guys will wear dark blue during that game, so that'll get confusing.
Oh, you're playing Wild
Oak. Wait, yeah. We shout out to Wild Oak. Change your colors this week.
we have seniority.
Or you could do shirts versus skins.
Yeah, you guys are skins.
Yeah. Did we ever find out about the t-shirt cannon?
Oh, who told us about that?
The guy from
Baspian? No, we have to ask. Well, he was in Nashville last weekend, too, so.
Do we have t-shirts
there's
to
there's allegedly going
to
be. No, I'll just put some of my own t-shirts in the
all of the.
If you can fit into it, good luck.
You can get a case of 300 Plug Life t-shirts for like $5 on eBay now, so it'll be fine.
I paid 25 for a youth large.
I thought you paid 24 and he wouldn't give it to you. Oh, no, wasn't that the CD?
That was the CD. I had four singles and it was $5.
And
he
wasn't
going
to give
it
to
you.
These brother everybody.
And then Lenny yelled at him and then he gave me the CD.
It was amazing.
Yes.
Anything else that you guys know that happened this weekend that you'd want to like share? Because, again, I can't help with any fun stories.
Not really, other than the disappointment of Stoner Dave bringing his...
game on swag.
Yeah, bringing his game on swag. Ooh. And then also failing when he brought his drone to fly and get some really awesome action shots and overhead shots.
Didn't get anything?
He brought a drone and it did nothing?
He was completely unprepared for the fact that the FAA was not going to let him fly at that close to the airport.
That was. He should know that. If he's listened to anything we did, one of Lenny's greatest plans was to have B's brother get parachuted down onto the field, and the only reason we never did that was because they said we couldn't fly
no.
The plane. It was no fly zone.
I guess he wasn't stoned enough to be productive.
Yeah,
we always know it's like, not stoned enough or too stoned, gotta find the middle.
That's what I hear.
Oh, yeah. There's
the
a sweet spot there.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Really, Mick?
The G spot of getting high.
The G spot of getting high. I love it so
okay.
much.
Okay. Well, I'll start us with our games.
Let's do it.
10 a.m. We have tight ends in motion beating A&A, a version of A&A, 42-17. Public Enemy beats Team Topper, 45-22. Vaspian beats Ultimate Warriors 28-22. It looks like Overcompensators and Pink Terra Tacos did not play. Zack Attack beats the Chaps 30-0. Oh my god, that's heartbreaking.
Passless must have been short some people in the morning.
They
game.
Were short, very tall,
no
Jaber.
QB.
Handsome quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They played okay in their later game without him, though.
Very charismatic, blonde prince.
It's funny that you, right? It's funny that you mentioned the Vaspian kids from last week, the kids are 24. That's how old I am now. I sound like my father. But anyway.
Old hag.
No, they were in Nashville too, and I had a group message with them from when I organized them being on the podcast, and I asked them how their games were going because they kind of had to win both of their games because they might not make the playoffs. And Lucas, the quarterback, was like, well, they won, so I guess they have a new quarterback now. He's like, so you can tell everybody about that. And I was like, well, I'm going to. That's of course I'm going to say that. Why wouldn't I?
Yeah, that's like out of my brain that certain divisions people won't make playoffs. The divisions I'm in both have 5 teams.
Yeah, it's terrible. I know, but
so
is he doing less than 8?
Yeah, it's 8 for everything. So if I'm,
is it only D6 that has more than 8?
D6 has more than 8, and D3 has more. Yeah, you guys have 10.
One team gets left out.
No, you should
and
have
D5
10.
Is
oh,
really
10, yeah.
D5 yeah. is really big too.
That's only 8, actually.
Yeah, I think it's
that's 8. Only 8. Yeah, there's a weird world where like Cobblestone and Pink Terra Tacos, I think, make the playoffs. I don't remember.
Oh, Daryl did show up. Bless his heart, his beautiful
hair
heart.
Yeah, what was that about? His team bailed on him?
So yeah, I, like, stroll over to Blaze and Company in their jorts. In,
shout out to them. That's still great.
It's impressive. It's impressive every time.
Fantasy football. Thank you.
I call Field 5 Guam because it just feels so far
away. It's a territory, but it's not really included in the main unit.
Right. And so I'm like, hey, guys, what's going on? Blah, blah, blah. And they're like, well, we're supposed to play Cobblestone, and they're not here. And I'm like, oh, shit. And so then I look over, and Daryl's just slow motion jogging over like he's on
Baywatch. What, to the Baywatch team?
Yes. Yes, yes. And he's like, I don't have a team, but I found a bunch of replacements, and we're still going to play. And he paid the refs, and they, like, still played with this, like,
forfeit team.
Rugrat team, yeah.
Because I think they both, yeah, both games were forfeit that they had to do, so obviously they didn't allow them to count.
No, they still played, though, like a full game.
That's fun, but wouldn't Fuego have scored a lot more than 21 points in this scenario?
Yeah. Man, so that's not the actual score.
Anyway, back to the games that we did mention. Kind of like the mini Lenny Bowl they were talking about, Team Topper taking on Public Enemy, and, well, Team Topper just, did they have their players? Do we know what happened here?
Yeah, they had their players.
They had their whole team. Public Enemy just kind of...
Public Enemy had six people.
They did their thing.
Cole played defense.
Yeah.
Wow. Wait, did Topper play defense to, like...
No.
Compensate that? They should have manned each other.
I know.
That is a missed opportunity, people.
At one point, I saw Cole be like Air Bud and jump in the air. And,
with,
like,
the same amount of back hair.
And like back bat down like a ball. And I was
you know it's getting bad when you see Tommy at quarterback. Because I saw him go in the second half. This game's not close.
Yeah, that's crazy. It looked like Topper was having a tough day in the shop.
Yeah, he was.
With completions.
That's historically been a problem for him. He's just been really lucky.
Bound to happen sometime, right? Sure. Right.
The law of averages is going to cut back.
I've played for Topper a couple times.
I love it. And then, like I said, Zag Attack just stomped the Chaps in their first game. Maybe they just punted because they knew they had two more games to go after that one.
Interesting thing about Zag Attack. I've met more of their team.
Okay.
Everyone thought their team name was based on Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, that's what we were saying last time. We had Jenna on the show last week. You should listen, Kyle.
I don't actually.
Yeah, Kyle, we already talked about this last week, and we're not.
No, please, Kyle. Please, give us your time. Let me get the mic closer.
Let's continue. Game was 30-0.
What did other people have to say about this?
Well, I just know that the other team was playing their song.
That was TMA.
Oh.
See, wait, obviously, what I happened? Listened to the podcast.
They played the song.
I didn't listen either.
By the band,
Kyle, how about
Saved
you just talk
Bell.
About the tight ends in motion, A&A?
Not much to say on that one now. A&A had, I think, three of their actual rostered players. The rest of the team
They had four. Ramir and the three girls.
Oh, that's right, Ramir and the three girls. They honestly didn't play bad. I think they just needed to change up their strategy a little bit. One thing I noticed was they kept sending Andrew Russo deep to draw coverage and then wanted to set up Ramir at like a 15-yard stop, which, no offense, Ramir, but this is going to be offensive. I don't know why anyone would center their offense around Ramir at this point instead of Andrew. So,
Ramir is going to talk to you about this.
It's me. I'm sending Ramir deep to draw the deep safety and having Russo run the 15-yard stop because I don't know how many times I saw Travis throw to Ramir and it was either short or dropped, but they struggled on offense.
Yikes.
Travis was quarterbacking training.
Five times they did that.
Yeah, because Maddie was gone, so Travis he's actually on the sub list to be an upper level quarterback.
And Travis did really well, actually.
Yeah, for a guy who really doesn't want to play quarterback at all, he's playing a sure lot of quarterback.
He did really well.
And he's got a good arm. Like, I forgot.
That throw he made to Taylor that she just blatantly dropped, just absolutely terrible.
Blatantly dropped.
I mean, it was right in the end zone. She had a great chance.
In a later game you're talking about.
No, that was that game. Our game.
Oh, it happened later in the day.
Oh, yeah, it happened again later. But
yeah.
Yeah, well, no, if I ever ran a team, I'd want Travis to be my quarterback, that's for sure.
Yeah. We
been there, done that.
11 o'clock game!
Yes, moving along. Yeah. Because for that A&A game, for the first minute and a half, I'm like, oh, shit, this is a close game. And then my mind changed. 11 o'clock. PT Platoon beats WeBack 39-20. Jabronis beat Vaspian 34-18. Stunts beat Buffalo Solar Solutions 43-42.
Wow.
I watched this game. We'll talk about it.
There are notes.
It was, no, the game caused all the other games to go 20 minutes behind.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was a whole thing.
Can't wait to get to that one.
And then Uncle Rico's beats Full Throttle 49-32 and Fuego Cobblestone 21-0. So that's the forfeit game.
Peachy Batoon against Weeback.
Well,
it's
not
like the
that.
Breakfast
Club. Let's correct that, because
yeah,
if that
it's
was
not Weeback,
actually Weeback, it would have been like 60-0.
Yeah, everybody knew that. It's still shilling him softly.
Oh,
it's still
actually, I got a disclaimer softly. Before this game started. Dean approached me and said, tell the podcast I'm not quarterback today. I broke my thumb.
I heard about that. I heard Nixon broke his quarterback.
Sounds like an excuse.
No, I think...
they still won.
Likely story, sir.
No, yeah, but we had Gordon as our quarterback.
Yikes.
I think that's a bigger asterisk than losing Dean.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess so. So anyway.
Wait, was Gordon on your Breakfast Club team?
No, Maddie was our quarterback.
No, Maddie was
that's a big,
I thought you were supposed
difference.
To be the quarterback.
Well, I thought I was going to be, and then Gordon showed up.
And you're just
and
like,
continued to just throw it into the ground about 6 yards.
No offense, give Gordon the boot. He's not even on the team.
Well, yeah, I could throw.
I saw you warming up.
Joe, you've been doing a good job in Tuesday Night Fight Club.
I know, that Blitzkrieg game was
questionable. We were real close to throwing Dave Walters in there.
I didn't play that.
Just,
you were quarterback for that.
Well, Kyle, talk about
that. Oh, that was Shattered Dreams. Sorry.
Yeah, for Shattered Dreams.
Well, we actually stopped Peachy quite a few times, which was really great. The problem was we could not move the ball past the 50, and once again, I would... put me most of that on quarterback play.
Yes.
Well, back to Dean's thumb. I heard that he broke it in our game in the game against Topper last week, because when Nixon rushes, he's like going to like swat your arm.
Yeah.
And
guys,
I guess he got him,
which is
bad.
The worst.
Guys are really aggressive in rushing.
Guys are really aggressive in anything.
In Breakfast Club, when Ramir was rushers. On my team, he like fucked up Topper's shoulder.
Right. Well, Topper's is falling apart, so I think age did that. But
for
the most part, so he did that, and then I heard then Travis got mad in the other game because he did the same thing to him, and Travis got pissed because like you broke the other kid's thumb.
Yeah. You got the Drew
Brees
out.
Some people are assholes when they're rushing and they like go for the arm, and when you do that, like you risk like fucking up someone's rotator cuff. So be careful, people. Just go for the hips.
Not that serious.
Yeah, seriously, we all got to go to work on Monday. Peachy Platoon, I literally, so if I ever walk by your field and I don't know someone's name, I'm going to scream, who is that person? People usually tell me. Joy on Peachy Platoon is so good.
Yes, she is.
Oh my God, she got a pick on defense. She was running like out and ups, fingertip catches. I was like, wow.
Yes, they're all extremely good and fast and athletic on that team, so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have fun in D1.
Playing them in D6 last year was super fun.
Yeah, that had been the worst thing ever.
LOL.
So good.
LOL. Oh, my God.
You're a new team. Nobody knew.
And then the Jabronis versus Vaspian. Okay, so...
Vaspian was up in that game early.
Heather on Jabronis Vaspian has really good hands. She's another one I just screamed on the field, who are you? And they told me.
Vaspian just needs some time. I've
That's
seen them play a few times. They just need...
Well, a lot of them played in, they said on the podcast you didn't listen to.
I listened to it. I just forget it immediately.
Same.
You listen to it after we do
no,
it?
No, I don't. I just
yeah,
forget,
I forget
what
it.
We
no,
talk
you just
about.
Forget immediately. So
well,
you
I
have
don't,
to rehash
somebody
this,
has to
you
remember
know?
This nonsense. Anyway, no, that's what they said. They played in Hamburg, a lot of them together.
Oh,
already,
okay.
So they do have like some idea with what they're doing. They just
oh, yeah, they definitely do. They just like, yeah, they need a season or two.
JT commented on the game early on. Quote
JT's
unquote,
scoring.
No fucking comment so far. I'm pretty sure Jabronis were down, and so he
well,
had
Jabronis had
to
a
say.
Rough day, it looks like. So
well, there's
I'm
other
curious
low
to see
scoring
what,
numbers.
Yeah,
soon.
I'm curious to see how that goes later.
Foreshadowing.
So the Cunning Stunts Buffalo Solar Solutions, like the league was around field three. This game was nuts. It was back and forth the whole time. Buffalo Solar Solutions did the whole thing of like go deep, go out at the one, throw to a girl.
You mean how to defeat the gender teams?
Yeah, that's what they did.
Yeah, they
yes. And so end of the game, there's like a minute left, and the Buffalo Solar Solutions goes down and they score pretty quickly, so they're up by 9.
Right.
Now the Stunts have like a minute to get down the field. They kinda like march, and then a million timeouts are called. And then Joey throws a touchdown to someone. Woohoo, they score. They're down by a point. They decide to go for the win, not the tie. Joey throws the ball to Brandy, who was, like, mildly concussed from earlier in the game. I'm serious. She, like, hit her head on a girl's knee, and she caught the extra points. And then
This game was wild. I watched most of it.
I know.
It was crazy. Now, I do have a question because I played Buffalo Soldier last season. That's not the normal quarterback.
No, it's that bigger, tall guy.
Yeah, it's normally the bigger lefty.
Andy.
Yeah, Andy.
Yeah.
Thank you. So
he's like a large person.
I was kind of surprised to see them this close in that game because later when they played Maddie's, it was not close at all.
Well, because Maddie's Angels are really good.
Because Maddie's Angels got a quarterback.
Oh, that's
more
right.
On that.
We'll talk.
Yeah.
TBC or whatever. And then what is it? Full Throttle versus Uncle Rico. Oh, this was later then. My notes are all effed up.
No, because I can tell that they moved some around too, but not a big deal.
Okay.
Like I said, Enfuego gets the forfeit win against that cobblestone squad Daryl cobbled together. And then I'm really proud of it. I'm fine.
Uncle Rico's, though. They had Sean's son, Chris.
Yeah, I know.
He's really good.
Fuck him.
He's on their team.
No, he wasn't.
Here's how many rosters is he on?
Well, 40.
Tell me about
40
it.
At this point. So, Chris.
You're in trouble.
This is the only thing I got to find out in Nashville was that this kid who's been on, he's been on Bullet Club since we got Ricky Austin, and then Ricky said he had Chris. I talked to Chris at the wine tournament. He agreed that he's on our team. Somehow along the way, he told that Energy Buff that he'd play for them, and he told Uncle Rico's that he'd still play for them.
He's not on the Energy Buff roster.
Not anymore. That's because a week ago, so he didn't show up for the first 4 weeks, had work, vacations, whatever, don't care. Shows up, plays, we have a good time, we end up losing, I think it was when we played the Dilfs, we lost by a score or whatever. Then all of a sudden then Ramir and Topper are like, hey, whose call was it that Chris Nelson could play for you guys? I was like, mine, when I asked him, 5 weeks ago to be on the team, and he was all for it at the wine tournament. So it turns out that he was on, again, other people's rosters. That's fine. Not really my fault. I can't do shit about that. We had him sign the waiver. He signed it for Energy Buff, although he hadn't played a game for Energy Buff.
And he wasn't
yet
on the roster.
Well, he was, but they took him up. Because what happened last week was that I said, no, Chris is definitely on my team. I can show you all the messages from him. I can timestamp it. It's not a big deal. And they say, all right, that's fine. Just have him tell Topper that he's only on your team. Sure, no problem. Can't play for any other teams. He said he would do it. Everything was hunky-dory fine. And then he showed up and played for Uncle Rico's. And I guess he told Ramir to his face that he's on Uncle Rico's team. So I definitely texted him slightly inebriated from Nashville. And I was just like, so let me just get this straight. You played for another team and you weren't supposed to. And then you told him you were on that team. And he was like, yeah, I played more games with them. And like, I don't know
if
he feels
bad. Be nice to him.
Bad.
He's only 18 years
old.
He's
a nice kid.
Baby.
He's a great kid.
I'm sorry, he's how old?
He's one
18.
Of the nicest kids ever.
Is he allowed to play in our league?
Ooh. He's definitely
21. Drink alcohol.
Okay, he's 21.
Yeah, no, he's definitely 21. He was 18 when he first started playing.
Oh, okay.
But anyway.
I think it just goes back to if you make a commitment and you're going to play for a team, you got to play for a team.
Yeah,
and
that's what it came down to.
And not keep wishing and walking.
I mean, he didn't mean to hurt anybody's feelings. He's just
sure,
a
he's
nice,
a nice
kid,
guy.
So he's trying,
he definitely
nice
doesn't know
him,
how
he
now
wants to play as much football as he can and didn't realize that.
Don't we all?
It's not a big deal. He's
so
on,
are
so
we
he's,
saying
so he's
that's why they won by
yes,
that
helps
because
he became.
He got 8 touchdowns.
Yeah, he's.
Holy cow.
He's very, very, very good at football.
He's also like 6'6". 140 pounds.
Runs like
is he
wind.
Single?
I don't know. Is he old
well,
enough?
Because you are.
Is he old enough? Oh, yeah. Anyway, we're moving along. Let's talk about noon games. We have Endgame beats the Jabronis 25-7. Uncle Rico's beats the Stunts 62-44. I guess we'll put an asterisk there. Maddie's Angels beats Buffalo Solar Solutions 54-12. TMA beats Bipolar 50-8. Dang.
Yikes.
That was the best
and
game.
The Chaps beat Wild Oak 24-18.
Did Jay play for
Jay
Chaps
did not
game?
Play
no,
for that
he
game.
Got there
not
with like
game.
6 minutes left.
So that was a tight game.
Talk about it, guys.
I don't remember that game.
You were playing.
Playing.
So talk about your game.
Wait, Meg, which team did you play on?
So
she's on Bipolar also.
Yes, I am.
All of
but
TMA is on Bipolar.
Yes, they are.
Oh.
So 4 of our girls that are on Bipolar also play for TMA, which we all knew going into this, which is why Bipolar has
a lot
a million
of
people
they
on
have
their
16
roster.
Girls on their roster.
Well, you just
we have a full roster. Maybe 5 people show up sometimes. So obviously we were missing Valerie and Diana because they were in Nashville having a great time. But yeah, so I played for TMA because
That's where your heart lies.
They were my first team, so, you know, that's just how it goes. And we happened to do very well against Bipolar.
So how many people did they have?
They had six.
They had six.
Bipolar had six, and they had... Bipolar had pretty much all their, like...
All-stars.
Their all studs, star, like Cat. Yeah,
like, their fast girls. I was like, there's, like, no one... I did not feel like anyone on our team should play man against them because
honestly,
all so
I think
fast.
If Bipolar played anybody else in the league with that roster, they probably would have won in the division. Fair. In the division,
yeah, no, those girls are, yeah,
okay.
I don't so, like.
I don't
playing.
Think so.
I don't,
none,
yeah,
none
so
of those
how,
girls
I
are
don't
in
like
D6
50,
to say the
50
least.
58.
Yeah.
Like,
how many passes did you bat down at the line, Meg?
Yeah,
I don't know, a couple.
I heard it was more than a couple. I heard it was a few.
Rushing?
I know, David, yeah. Dang, so I was rushing against Gordon, and...
Gordon was hitting throws, but Meg was there.
Meg was hotter. Gordon was hot, Meg was hotter.
Yeah, I didn't feel good about it, though. Like, any other game, I would have been so amped up, but this game, I was like, oh, all right, that just happened. Like,
internal
let's
conflict.
Move on. Let's move on. Like, it's fine. I don't like playing
at the end of the
bipolar.
Day, it's Gordon, so it's okay.
I mean, we could talk about it. So... TMA, like, you've been on this team for...
A long time.
Yeah, how many seasons do you
Several seasons. Probably three or four at
for
least,
sure,
I'd say.
At the very least. And this has got to be the best version of you guys,
oh,
right?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
No, it wasn't a joke.
So, yeah, no shit. I said probably after, like, our first or second game, like, I've always been pretty content with where we are as a team.
Right.
You know, like, I'm good with how we play every season. We have so much fun for the most part every game. Like,
that's fair.
We generally don't get on top of each other and in each other's faces and yelling at each other.
Unless
like,
it's Prim.
Well, unless it's Prim. What do you mean generally? Not every single game.
Wait a minute, David. No one was talking to you.
Go on.
He has an open mic too.
We're generally.
I played for them last season. So.
Right.
In the tournament, right?
In the tournament, and I played in half your games last.
Yeah,
the
tournaments are different.
In the spring of this year.
I was
year.
There 75% of the time.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I attended and participated.
But, like, this season, for sure, I was like, wow, you know, like, I've never really felt like I could say we could take it to the championships before, but this season, like, I'm pretty sure we're going to go to the championships. And we're going to win.
Jinx.
Hey.
She just jinxed the
no,
crap.
No.
I know your entire team listens to this stuff and eats it up.
The two additions of a new quarterback
Ferger,
and another
also,
receiver.
I'm going to need to call Ferger out and say we're going to need some more shine because you've been lacking this season.
Oh, ooh. Shit.
TMA as a whole has been way too sober this season.
Not me.
I know.
Less moonshine, more wins. So maybe that's the right thing.
The first time I ever
I
met Ryan Ferger, he walked over to me and was like, "You want a sip of this moonshine?" I was like,
"Yes,
sure.
I do."
Yes,
to be
I
fair, he did have it this week.
Okay.
Yeah, but
I
like
wasn't
I
there,
said,
it doesn't
clearly,
count.
Not enough.
Based on the score, it
yeah,
it
clearly the shine.
But
works
also,
for,
I did have yeah. some internal conflict this season with like, is drunk Meg actually
drunk
a decent player? Because sober Meg has had some killer games this
Ooh.
Season. So
sober
know.
Meg's the better football player. Drunk Meg's the better bar person. Yeah, human, I guess.
No, how about you could be sober
Meg when
you
play? I thought
for sure
I played better when I was drunk, but I don't know.
And then drunk
well, everybody
Meg
thinks
after.
They do everything better when
just
they're
just more
drunk.
Fun.
I've just never been sober, I guess, so I didn't know.
Oh welcome.
Remember our indoor game? Were you there after when I got there after the wine tour?
Cool side story.
Showed up like Asian looking with my
oh,
eyes.
Yeah,
can you say that? Like,
because yeah. I was quarterbacking as Lyle, and you,
Lyle and Asian Emily, new best
yeah,
friends.
It was great.
Yeah, it
That's
went
great. All right.
Maddie's Angels versus Buffalo Solar Solutions.
Yeah. So did you guys? All right.
That this was our revenge.
I was asking. Did you feel like it was?
I
revenge?
Watched this game.
It
too.
Did.
It was rough to watch because.
Because like, you guys haven't had to try to kill somebody since, like, the UFO nonsense.
I know.
You've just been kind of on cruise control for the most part.
The team did not help that backup quarterback at all. The number of drops that I saw on the sideline was outrageous. Like,
yeah.
He threw some really nice passes.
He was good.
He looked Sounded good.
First
I don't even know who it
game.
Is, but he threw the ball really well. I mean, I saw 20-yard outs to his girls that were right on, and they were dropping him. It's like, oh, you got to.
Yeah.
Got to make that play for him. Right. And then it gets to 4-0 at the 3-yard line. They're not punting.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh.
We had 6-0 at the 3-yard line. their 3-yard line.
Yeah. Did you get a penalty?
Because Maggie sacked him.
Yikes.
And we had a lot of picks. I had a pick. Margo had one or two. Taylor had one. Shit got real. So, yeah, it felt good because they're the only team to beat us this session.
I'm excited to see that rematch with Andy at the helm.
Like the whole team.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I can't wait.
To be continued. Okay, our 1 o'clock.
Well, hang on. There was an issue in the Passless Chaps Wild Oak game. That was a back and forth.
Oh, yeah. Talk about it.
Yeah, that was a little...
drama.
I only saw the very end of the play where it was an interception by Passless in the end zone. And then it seemed like it went by, but then this guy was getting in another guy's face. I guess he claimed that the bigger guy pushed him down too hard. Were you
I looked over and I was like, oh my God, girl fight.
he was freaking out. And yeah. I think it was the quarterback. No, it wasn't the quarterback, but it was a smaller guy. And it's just a bigger guy on Wild Oak that he's got a lot of momentum. And it looked fine to me, but he was not happy. And they stopped the game for like 15 minutes. Stopper had to come over. I'm not really sure what happened, but maybe we'll find out.
Sometimes a lot of accidents happen from poor body control. Katie Salisbury and this guy on Buffalo Solar Solutions like literally ran into each other full speed on accident. I thought someone was going to be completely concussed.
Yeah, that happens all the time.
That happened last week to me and her brother.
We haven't seen Baccio in a month.
I was like, I just got the wind knocked out of me. Her brother is really tall. So.
What do I do in that moment? Like, do I go home my brother or do I go home my boyfriend? I chose my boyfriend.
Family versus lover.
It's like my brother, he'll be fine, whatever. David wasn't moving. I
got the wind knocked out of me. Everybody's freaking out. I'm like, I'm good. But
I just can't breathe. It's fine. Give me a minute.
I thought I was dead.
It can be tough, though. Just body control when you're moving.
There's a lot of bodies
out
there.
I feel like really, for the most part, no one ever intentionally runs into someone that hard. Like if someone's colliding.
It's very obvious.
Unless you're like.
Whatever. I love it. So did JT tell you anything about the end game Jabroni's score?
No, he didn't because I was playing at that time.
And he was so disappointed he probably just left the field, I assume.
Yeah, I didn't see him mooching drinks off of people at the bar at 3
Does he know he's the newbie's brother?
Ooh!
He actually said... They better not treat me like I'm B's brother because
I'm really glad I said that then before you told me that part. Anyway, then you said Uncle Rico's took on the stunts and that's where Uncle Rico's finally has their offense.
Oh, the quote of that game was Joey Bat saying, "I can't keep up with 18-year-olds. I'm 31." Well, other 31-year-olds can.
Ooh.
That's what you got crossed out in the notebook. I love it.
Wait, so let's talk about this Jabroni's endgame. Because
I didn't
these
see
are
it.
Two...
Oh, you knew something?
No, all I know is that these two teams are in opposite trajectories. At the beginning of the season, I mean, we all believed that Jabroni's was going to be, you know...
The team.
Yeah, the team. They were going to be top three competing for the championship in D3.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people had questions about endgame.
Yep.
They had run through D4. They demolished us in D4.
Right. Endgame did?
Endgame
they killed D4 last year. They just blew it
in the playoffs.
And then
they blew it in the playoffs, which was shocking. But they made the move up to D3, which I respect them for it.
Heck yeah.
And then they looked bad at the beginning of the year. Not great. And now this... I don't know what it is. Endgame is on fire, and Jabroni's is just falling apart. And talking to Kleckler and a few of the other people on Jabroni's...
Angst among the troops.
Why?
Yeah, there looks to be
Joe Miano and Eric Kleckler were not seeing eye to eye on play calling.
Interesting.
Play calling, overall, they just seem to be struggling very a lot.
Very a lot.
Very a lot.
Yes.
I've been there. But he even admitted he's been struggling a little bit, so
hopefully
they can turn around and make
the
best of it.
I mean, I'm still pretty sure they're going to make the playoffs, so that shouldn't be a problem. True. So they're still... Well, there's not that much time to get it together. You have a week.
Are you guys Team Bro or Team Eric? Do you guys know them? I'll introduce you.
Shake your heads. You're not missing that much.
Yeah.
The answer's Bro, by the way.
Yes.
Bro never beat up a potted plant.
Bro didn't get banned from the Rose Garden.
That we know of.
Okay. 1 o'clock. Are we ready?
Let's do it.
I'm as ready as
okay.
I'm gonna be.
I think we hit
them all. Team Topper beats Aversion of A&A, 64-34. Frodo Swaggins beats Quinn 38-36. Why is this here again? I'm not even reading that again.
No, they had two games against each other and they had to forfeit twice.
Whatever.
Oh, that's brutal.
Cobblestone forfeited twice.
Not reading it. The Replacements beat Wild Oak Beard Company 36-33, and then Shattered Dreams beats Blitzkrieg 30-12.
For their first win of the game of the season.
Yeah.
They're working on it.
Or are those your friends, Joe?
Yeah, those are my friends. Sometimes have enough players, sometimes don't.
It takes a while to click.
It does.
It never usually happens the first season. Unless you're fucking Peachy Platoon, apparently.
The Frodo Quinn game, this was like game of the deep ball.
It had to be.
That's all I was watching.
It was all about trying to impress.
Nick Buchek, is that his last name, right? I think so. Good for him. He went up in between two of the like 15-year-old, all we do is Quinn guys.
What up?
Yeah, for a jump ball. Ballin', like the guy he is, literally jumped up, cleanly came down, and they just like fell at his sides. It was wonderful.
Nick's a really good player. Nick is actually underrated at this point. I mean, he used to, like, people used to, like, say Nick is very, very good when he's playing on Mayhem and stuff back in the day.
I was on Mayhem. Okay. I know he's good.
Okay, well, I'm talking about most of the world. And I don't know what happened. I think just, like, because he moved, him and Tammy moved, they got married, and they're not as around. Like, they're around, but they're not as around as they used to be.
I think people
just kind of forgot, and I think he's making people remember, for sure. That's all I got to say about that. But it's still cool to see Quinn lose again, because I get more finger guns from Kyle.
That's Ramir's favorite team.
I love Quinn. Don't get me wrong. I love talking shit right now, because I know that they're listening, because like, I know Raw Dog's going to ask me for the timestamp, and somebody let him know it's at 41 minutes.
No, he can listen to the whole thing, suffer through the whole podcast. Nobody let him know it's at 41 minutes till we get to his part.
All right, sorry. Anyway, but just... It looked, like I said, for, what was it, 5-6 weeks, it just looked like they were running away with it, and now all of a sudden, I don't know if it's a deal that they're playing, like, better teams. I don't know if their schedule got harder. I haven't looked in it, but obviously playing Frodo. Frodo's a pretty good team that's, when they're on their shit, they're a much better team than they have been the past couple weeks, and, you know, they played, no pun intended, who is just killing it right now, but... Even though, like, when we talk about your game, Kyle, I'm going to talk about how great you are. Just remember
he's not drunk right now. when he was playing that game.
So
I feel like all we do is Quinn is the Peachy Platoon of D3.
They're really good. Does that comparison make sense?
It does make sense, because I think Quinn is still bitter that they're not in the same division as Peachy Platoon, and I think they want to play Peachy, because they played last year, and they had these epic battles.
I feel like they almost believe that they're kind of beneath the D3 situation, which I think has caught them off guard.
I mean, they were in D6 like a year ago.
No, Peachy was in D6 a year
ago.
No, Quinn was in like D5 for a few seasons.
They were.
They were actually trying to walk off the right way.
They made them jump D4, but they did.
When I first started in the league, though, I played against them in D6, and then the Angels played against them in D5.
But they're all, I mean, I know you say they're Ramirez's favorite team, but they're actually really, really good at football. It's not like they're just getting lucky or something.
I made that comparison not because of like personalities, but they're like the young speedsters, right?
Yeah, they're slightly older than PG Platoon speedsters.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I made that comparison.
They're probably like my team if we were like 6 years younger.
Okay.
Just saying.
Okay, cool. We're all over 30. No, we'll make it about you. It's fine.
Isn't that why you asked me to be here?
Absolutely. That, because I didn't think anybody else was. Never mind.
And Scott Keller had a quote for the Quinn Frodo game where he said Nick Buchek comes down with the ball easy.
Was a senior or junior?
Junior.
Okay. There's only one Scott Keller.
He also gave me another quote that I'm not gonna say on the air because I promised.
Can I read it off your notebook?
I didn't even write it down.
Oh.
It's in my head.
I'll look forward to talking about this later. Anyway. And then Team Topper took on A&A.
A version of A&A.
Yeah, they won by 30, and that's not that much of a surprise if A&A isn't there. That's such a shame, though, because, I mean, not that Maddie could have changed, like, going away and people going to Nashville, but that game matters a hell of a lot.
Great news.
What?
We get to have it again this weekend.
I know we do, and it matters because
it
the winner is
even more.
What we're doing, I don't know if we talked about this, but even though, Kyle, you and Shilling Softly, they're playing out the regular season just so that people don't get bye weeks and get kind of, like, effed on games.
And you paid to play.
But whoever finishes first in D2 now gets a bye. So, they get a bye. You guys don't have a playoff game. Sorry to break it to you, champ.
We don't get to play in the playoffs?
No,
right?
You're just...
What if we take it home?
None of my concern. But anyway, The point is, ANA's playing Team Topper in this game that was literally for like first overall now in for the bye basically. And this matters thank a God, lot. Thank God that we did the ladder matches this week so they get to play again. But now it's like at a point where I'm just looking at the standings. ANA 6-2, PG Platoon 6-2, and Team Topper 6-1. So like everybody's just battling for that bye, and it's huge this weekend. That's crazy to think.
I would never want a bye week.
Right, nobody wanted it, but we back sort of like gave it to us. So it's just the only thing they could really do with it. I mean, unless all these other teams want to argue and say, no, we don't want to buy, and maybe we can throw together a team, but like...
Okay. You already did.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I don't know why. I'm not the one who made that call. I'm all for playing. I think buys in the playoffs are just weak, well, but that's just me.
Getting back to these games, Meg and Beard Dave. That's what it is.
I am not. I'm part of Wild Oak Beard Company.
They should at least ask you to play out of that.
Everyone thought that was his
can
team.
Can you be the logo for their
team? Oh my
just
God.
Just a silhouette of
well, that guy on All We Do Is Quinn is on their jerseys. But you guys play against the Replacements in Wild Oak and Shattered Dreams in Blitzkrieg. Even if you didn't watch, what do you think about those teams?
The Shattered Dreams in Blitzkrieg game?
Yeah, or the one above it. They're both D6.
I caught a little bit of them. The Replacements in Wild Oak, I'd say, are definitely like a level game. Both teams kind of right there.
As evidenced by the score.
Yeah, they're tied in the division too with us as well.
Oh.
But the Shattered Dreams Blitzkrieg game was, I really expected Blitzkrieg to win that, but Shattered Dreams kind of actually guaranteed our playoff spot by winning that. So thank you.
Oh, yeah, you guys, that's true. Two teams do miss the playoffs.
Yes.
So right now, two teams. Actually, I don't think either of them can make it. Well, if Shattered Dreams wins out and somebody loses out, maybe.
Does Shattered Dreams have a double next week?
Yeah, they have double next week. So
the rumor is Blitzkrieg can't play defense.
No, there's no rumor.
I actually missed
scoring against 318 points allowed.
Plus minus 130. Yeah.
That's what I've heard.
That's never a good sign.
I guess they kind of threatened our team, when I was out of town for the week that we played them, but apparently they came up at the coin toss with some tater tots, eating them in our face.
That's amazing.
So, obviously that didn't stand well with my team.
Why did I know about this way sooner?
So that week, we definitely crushed them. Because
you didn't have a name tag on.
That's why. We're going to get team shirts. Staff shirts.
You and I?
Staff shirts. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Okay.
So.
Well, I was just curious about those games.
But yeah, we then played Shattered Dreams next when we get to that. So
yeah, we'll talk about that.
Okay.
By the end. All right.
And then 2 o'clock, and it felt like 5 o'clock because it was.
It was 4 o'clock.
I know. Yeah.
Oh, the games got late.
Yeah, I think the 2 o'clock game started.
That's why I got
the
email from
Rear
about everybody getting yelled.
We were like 20 minutes late.
Yeah.
I think to
I heard it was awful, but I didn't know why specifically.
Yes. So No Punt Intended gets the dub over Ultimate Warriors. Maddie's Angels beats Mountain Doomy.
You just had to say it with attitude.
53-12. I'm just
her
reading.
She
did. The only score that she reads.
Stopped
the
herself.
Only score.
I'm reading, guys. Hung Buffalo beats Hope and Ruin, 54-28. Come From Behind beats Practice Squad, 52-30. The Chaps beat the Tots, 29-12. And then the Tots beat the Dreams, 40-20.
Those games are actually reversed, but it doesn't matter.
Because there's zero way that you guys play two
there was a 3
Yeah, there was the,
there was
the passless
unless
game was
they
at
can
3.
Be in two places.
I don't think I've gotten to say this all season, but the T in TSL stands for Topper, so sometimes things like this happens. Let's see if we can comment on it. Come From Behind, I believe it would be great if B played for them again. I know they beat Practice Squad. Practice Squad, I know that a good chunk of their team was in Carolina for that football game because I know they're Panthers fans. At least Renee and her brother Kenny were in there. I'm lucky enough to be friends with them on Facebook. That's the only reason I know that.
Oh, my gosh.
No, people are friends with me. It's fine.
No. Side note, fun fact right now, Maddie's Angels is the only team in the whole league that has over 400 points.
Nobody cares.
Scored for.
You guys beat the crap out of everybody. We get it.
I know,
like,
I just saw it.
We're just trying to avoid it because, like, you guys are kind of ruining the league, but continue.
She's basically looking and seeing that she's a part of a team that has scored the most points and given up the least.
Yes.
All right, cool. Congratulations on playing the smackdown on Mountain Doomy again.
Thanks.
Need to talk about how you hate them, so that's fine. Shout out
to I did have something funny to say about that game.
All right, let's hear it.
Taylor Pagano scored an extra point with one hand and a truly in the other.
That sounds angry.
Yes. Oh, I am here for that. So I wish that's I would have seen it.
If that's
Taylor,
not throwing salt,
you to real MVP.
I know. So if that's not throwing salt in the wound when you're getting that ass whooped by a gender team,
so Meg, real,
that
real
just
question
was
now.
Icing on the cake.
Meg, is Taylor your spirit animal or are you hers?
Ooh, I think Taylor's been around longer than me, so I think maybe we just need to, like, come together and be
join
just one,
evil forces.
Fuse into one giant
truly.
Mess.
Wait, what we if, kind of skimmed over this, but embrace debate. Is Maddie's Angels better off with Bobby?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
You 100%. Weren't even there.
Thank you. I don't have to be.
Thank you.
I don't have to
I mean,
be.
If you saw these defensive plays that Bobby was making alone, that alone.
Oh, wait.
I have to admit, I was impressed. Because
I've never seen Bobby play
pretty well. It was pretty good.
So I'm the general manager of Maddie's
right.
Angels, for those of you who don't know.
She's
and
that angel.
And before the game, I made the executive decision to have all girls on defense because I didn't think Bobby could do it. And then before the game, he's like, you know, I'd like to play defense. I'd like to give it a try. So I was like, all right, kid. Show us what you got. And he actually did really well.
You see
he
him
did.
Out there and he's got those double knee braces on and you're just like, I don't think he should
hey,
be playing.
He almost lost
double knee braces.
He went up for
balls.
He went
oh,
up
yeah.
for jump balls.
He
had,
did miss a few interceptions, but I give it to him. He still broke up the play. That's all.
Yeah,
that
whatever.
No,
and when it's 6-0 and the ball's on the other team's 10, does it matter?
The other problem
you
is
get
for
the
your
pick.
Debate, though, I'm pretty confident that Maddie's, like, undefeated against Bobby for the most part
yes.
as quarterbacks.
See, I don't know any
it's
of the
a fun
history
stat.
Between them. But
so
Maddie versus Bobby, like, it's different games. Like, we played differently as a whole.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
completely.
Different plays that are called.
It's hate week.
I mean, the window might be smaller. However, like, so, I don't know. It's just our team plays differently with him.
Right. Because
instead of doing, like, deep ball, like, you know, a 40-yard catch to someone that Maddie will, like,
right.
chuck up in the air. It's more like 10, 15-yard. Yeah.
Methodical.
And Katie Salisbury is a freaking G, and we were on our 10, runs a wheel route with two guys manning her, and catches the ball on their 5. Do that math, people.
Nope, not doing that math.
That's far.
Anyway.
That's insane.
All right, Kyle. No pun intended. They got a win over Ultimate Warriors. Talk about the game, and then we'll talk a little bit about the squad this year. Go on for it.
Yeah,
how'd
so
the game,
the game was honestly kind of disappointing.
Go
like,
on.
From a coach-captain perspective, we were kind of slow. I don't know. It felt like
you
we
short-handed?
Were... No, we were missing Rachel Parker.
Okay.
But other than that, no, we had the whole team. We just seemed like we were not really in it. Everyone was kind of... slow.
Did
we were
you
letting
assume
people
you were going
open?
To win because you looked at the standings and saw you guys are at the top and Ultimate
I think
at the
that's
bottom.
What happened with most
played
of
down
the
to your
team.
Competition.
Yeah, a lot of people were kind of you know, letting a girl sit right at the front of the goal line without getting in front of her, dropping touchdowns over and over again. So it was just kind of a slow game. We ended up pulling it out, which I was excited about.
Did you have to come back in this one?
No, it was pretty back and forth, and then we kind of.
Ran away.
Yeah, kind of ran away with it. But yeah, it was a really close game. There was a point where I was pretty nervous that we were gonna lose. So all
right. Mm-hmm. So well, talk about the team. Talk about additions and like basically it looks like you picked up most of GLBS or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Like,
so
how'd that work out?
So we've been in the league for a while now. We were in D4 and we struggled with getting consistent play because. Every time we add someone, it's a friend of someone on the team, and they're so excited to play, and then they don't show up, or they show up, and they're super hungover, and they're kind of like, oh, if you guys really, if you don't need me, I'll just sit here on the sidelines. So we
no, bitch, we need you.
Yeah, we went through about two seasons of just having people on the team who were not really there.
They didn't have the Lyle spirit.
Yeah, they didn't have the Lyle spirit. So we kind of... parted ways with them. Me and Glenn Bird have been friends for a while now, and
I think you formed a bond on MC Hammer Time.
I think we might have.
Yes.
Honestly, that was definitely a big part of it.
Oh no, it was Chef Curry with the pot.
But he also asked me to play on that old team with with Travis. But anyway, I digress. Glenn, after we beat what was it, Great Lakes, whatever.
Yeah, Great Lakes.
After we beat them last year in D4. He approached me about, you know, kind of forming a team, and I was like, yeah, love to have you. So it was him and Rachel and this guy named Jay, who I had no idea who he was.
Oh, Jay is so nice.
Jay Elphick, who's actually the better brother, and we found that out last week, if you had listened to the podcast.
And he was on Angry Buffalo.
I don't think I had to listen to the podcast.
Yeah, I already
did. But anyway, this guy named Jay, and I had no idea who he was, but...
he's good.
I put the team roster, we put the team roster in, and Topper messaged me saying, you guys are moving up to D3. And I was like, what? Why are we moving up to D3? We just gave up, like, the fifth most points in all of TSL in right. D4, and you're telling me that Glenn Bird and Rachel Parker are going to make the difference? It's like, fine. Move us up to
fine,
D3,
Topper.
Then. Fine.
We have to. We'll show you, jerk.
Fine. We'll
you're
do
not
it.
My dad,
we're gonna
Topper.
Get New Jersey.
Little did I know that Jay was a absolute stud. Mm-hmm. And then I actually added my old high school friend, DJ Forbrag. Shout out.
He pointed at the microphone. He couldn't see.
He's definitely listening.
Bad radio. But radio. Me and DJ played football in high school together. He was actually the quarterback. I was a wide receiver. So we've switched roles. But he was a freak athlete. He went to college at Ithaca for football, wide receiver, D-back. So added him to the roster because once we were going to D3, I was like, oh, better get someone else in here with talent. He bailed me out big time this game. Go ahead and ask Cole or Tommy Hughes because they watched it.
Chirped. Lord knows they don't have enough to say about
the entire game. Oh, my God. It was horrible. Elena dropped one pass, and they were just chirping.
Yeah.
And it was terrible because she
it was
just,
like an away game.
She could not get them out of their head, and it was like every play I drew up, she was wide open, but they had already gotten to her.
Yeah,
so
shut the fuck up on the sidelines.
Nah, they're like Staler and Waldorf.
But they've gotten kicked off the field by the refs for being so annoying.
I love that.
From the sidelines. How do you get kicked off the sidelines?
That was somebody else's podcast.
I mean, I was like, having fun with it for a while, and then when I saw that we were struggling, it was like, all right, you guys got to shut the hell up, and we got to focus, because
right.
if we lose to Ultimate Warriors, who don't have a win, I don't think,
maybe
I have one.
You just got to be more focused.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That was the...
Stop making excuses.
Got the W. That, going in is the number one seed.
There
Let's
it is.
Get it.
That's it.
That's similar to what happened in our game. I mean, we went into playing Shattered Dreams. They were the worst team in the division. Didn't have a win. And we were like, oh, yeah, we're just going to run all over this team. And they have a zone defense. And honestly, our quarterback struggles against his own defense.
Really?
So we were down, I think, almost up until halftime, we were down the entire first half.
Wait, what time did this game really
happen? So this is the first game of two. Yeah.
Oh, this was at two.
You watched the passless game, I think.
Really quickly, on my in the No Punt Ultimate Warriors game, Sam, you need to be careful if you listen. We did the pitchback play where Elena took the snap, pitched it back to me so I could either run or throw.
Yep.
I decided to take off and run like I always do. And
way to tell your defensive coordinators out there.
Well, I'm hoping they'll draw up this time, you know. It's my game. But anyway, Sam dove to tag me, and Sam is pregnant. And I was
again?
Like, you cannot be diving out on your stomach like that. Her whole team yelled at her, please be careful. We know that the TSL is extremely important, and we all want to win. But
that's why we're here, doing podcasts.
If your ego
we
is
don't
prego,
want...
don't dry. Don't dive. That's the lesson.
Thank you
lesson.
For putting that
so
eloquently.
Let's please, Dave Beard. Let's Beard Dave.
Bearded Dave Beard.
Bearded Dave. Get back to the Shattered Dreams, because you shattered their dreams, it looks like.
Ooh.
I
know.
Poet. Guys, I'm amazing. So zone.
So why the name of Taylor?
So,
no,
well, so zone defense. You guys had a
so,
hard time.
So it took that game for him to our quarterback to really figure out what to do on the zone defense, and we finally got it. We came back in the end, and we took
the
victory.
Secret levels on the sidelines. That's how you beat a zone.
The secret levels. What
level? I'll tell you guys. Later. I'll draw it up.
Oh, all right.
Well, the zone defense last week crushed us. That was the blowout. That was brutal.
Sure, you want to put this on the air?
He does want to put it on the air.
Yeah, I mean
it's already been put out there.
Yeah, we've been
talked about.
Torn apart. I mean, that brought us into the game against TMA with just low morale. So,
that was
brutal last week.
It was
the
low morale.
It was absolutely the morale that caused you guys to win, not your good quarterback or decent team. But so.
Thanks, Eddie.
But we took the victory, had to run right over to field 4 because at that point it was like 3:30.
Oh,
This was for the Fries.
And it was the only tots. 3 o'clock game. Yes, the Fries versus Tots game.
I felt like I was in the middle of like the Sahara Desert. Like
we were expecting like a wasteland. We were expecting like a lot of people to show up. Oh, this is a big game. You were like the only person watching.
No, there was like I would say
they're like cleaning up the fields. Nobody gives a fuck. They're like, wait, why are you guys still playing? Go home.
I would say Emily plus the Cunning Stunts plus the Keller Clan. Yeah, that was true. They were in the end zone though. On the sidelines, I was the only person.
Why that wasn't played on field one makes no sense.
You know what they should do?
Because we all would have watched it. I was sitting right there at field one while no game was going on.
Oh, at a picnic table.
I'll tell you why.
He was. Kyle was at the picnic table.
My sister was everything to do with field preservation because we have playoffs coming and
field one, two, three, four
the glorious field one
field awesome. One at 10 a.m. Kyle can attest to it.
D6 doesn't get that.
No, you glory. Don't you don't want it. You don't want it. It's horrible. At 10 a.m. Kyle can tell you everyone was like maybe jogging because field one was a mud pit.
I remember it was the very such a hot first mess. Play Andrew went deep, stuck his foot in, ran a post, and I fell on my face and said, "Dear God, Travis, don't throw that ball." He didn't, obviously. Why would you throw it? Why would you throw it to the wide open guy?
But. Wait. So let's talk about Chaps versus Tots.
Yeah. So this was Rye the big versus game. Tots.
A lot of shit talk, and then apparently, originally, it wasn't something like they forgot to put it on the schedule.
It didn't. No, I don't. He didn't just. He just didn't update the schedule on the website.
Oh, okay.
So and Meg played in the game, too.
Yes, Meg subbed for us. We were short.
She's on the Universal sub list, everybody. Relax.
Yeah,
it's fine.
It was a whole other thing.
We had two. We
get it.
We had two subs. We were short girls. That it was the end of the day. So, But we got Nicole Keller. Thanks for coming out to play with us.
Bootsy!
Yes, love her.
How'd the game go?
They lost.
We did lose, but it
Jay
started off. Jay was back.
Jay came back.
Jay Bird showed up.
So Jay showed up for the third game of the day.
The one that mattered.
In all fairness, bless his sweet little heart, he had to coach his high school football team at 10 a.m.
You don't have to defend him.
In the hood. And he thought he could get to a 12 o'clock game. High school football games take like 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
They're
long.
Yeah,
that wasn't going to happen.
No way.
They're long. So bless his optimism.
He meant well, as he always does.
They won their second game, at least.
Yeah.
Sure.
But
so
yeah.
Then, you guys
I mean, it was even to start off the bat, to be honest. I mean, we went touchdown for touchdown, and then I think they were up at halftime, but we played a really good defense. We had two injuries in that game, so we were already short players.
That's right.
And one of our fastest players got injured. It was a recurring injury.
You know, I don't know.
So pretty much by halftime, we were down two players. We had enough guys to fill the field.
Are they okay to play in the future? Or like,
yeah,
I'm hoping the one's a recurring injury. He's out this week, so hopefully he'll get a week off.
Who is that? Donnie
is out. Alex will be good. He's just.
As a sideline observer, it seemed like, and I know some of the Tots are new to this league.
All of the Tots.
Other than myself.
It seems like they needed to learn the rules. Like, Keegan. He was, like, running at people when someone had the ball and, like, blocking. Like high school football style.
Yep.
And
that happens.
Keegan, you can't do that, buddy.
As the season
like,
progressed,
hey,
everybody's learning.
We talked to the refs
and they explained the rules to the guys. It's
it takes a while to mesh. It takes a while to learn.
Other than myself,
rules.
Nobody has played in this league.
Nick, the ref that wears like the black jumpsuit, he'd be like, "Just so you know, it's 4-2, so this would be a time to throw to a girl." Like basically,
awesome.
Like trying to coach.
Andy's pretty good about announcing that too. He's like, 6-0, it's the last play.
It's
they
the
have to get this.
Down.
It's the last
There's
down.
1 second on the clock.
It's
this
still 6-0. Like as they're waiting, as they're in the huddle.
It was pretty funny.
So then you guys paid up at the bar for the bet then, or what happened?
It didn't happen.
So we got to the bar.
It didn't go down. All
right, I have no problem buying them. What they won the game.
Fries,
we got to the bar. Nobody else at the bar. It's just Tots. It's just passless. We're all hanging out. They don't really want to order food at this point.
There were three chaps.
It was 4:30 at this point. Everybody had left.
They had been there since 10.
Just do it.
Whenever they're ready for it, I got them on the loaded fries.
Probably this Saturday.
Tots are still better.
Everybody knows that was irrelevant. So then that you kind of said it a minute ago, Dave. You said, you know, you're the only one that's played in the league so far because, like you said, you filled in for TMA last year for more games than your girlfriend remembers.
Pretty standard.
And that last year was your first time in the league, right?
Correct. Yeah.
So then,
I played about 3 or 4 games last year.
You just decided this is awesome. Let me get a bunch of my friends to play. Like
pretty
who
much.
Are the tops?
So I was a sub for TMA, so I wanted to play.
Right.
I'm like, they got 2 new people on their team, so that pretty much pushed me out.
You
I mean,
needed to be
no
a quarterback,
chance.
Honestly.
Not wrong.
So I gathered up.
Or 12 feet tall. Sorry, babe.
Aww. Shots fired.
Ouch.
So back to your story.
Anyway, so I gathered up a gaggle of friends I had, and I think we got a decent team. I mean, honestly, we started off we missed our first game because this was the Passes Chaps game. This got moved. So we're all excited for the first week, and we don't have a game. So pretty much by like the third week, we're a game, 2 games behind because everybody's got double headers. Right. So it just put us a little bit out of practice. We did beat Zach Attack in the second week.
Right.
Okay.
I remember that.
So honestly, we played really well that week, and it felt good, and everybody was stoked. So
did you have too many players on your team? I thought somebody said there was like a lot of tater tots out there.
So there was 1 or 2 weeks where we had a lot of guys show up. Pretty much our entire roster.
Right.
I mean, some of the guys are subs. So that week was a little rough, just trying to get enough people to jive. So since then, we've had less, which has been better.
So has it just been a thing where, like, you have to tell a couple people, like, hey, you were kind of like a sub, stay home? Like, are you trying to, like, pare down the roster for the
playoffs?
Yes
and no. I mean, it kind of just worked out how it needed to.
Do you have a plan for next season?
Nope.
that's all he needs.
Living by
to
the
say.
Seat of his pants.
We're still trying to win.
Have fun.
Guys,
yeah, you guys have been at the bar a few times just going nuts and, like, basically having
playing
a great
volleyball.
Time.
I mean, yeah, I because I played in this league, I knew I need people that I like drinking with.
That's
and also doing sports
with. We're a drinking league that we sometimes play football with each other.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's all it is.
So
then, is your team liking the league? How like,
everybody's having a
it?
Really good time from what I can tell. I mean, most of our team stays and hangs out at the bar.
Yeah,
our
sure.
whole first
They're
half of the season was early games, so everybody stayed. That's when the bar gets pretty crazy, so it was great. So the last couple weeks have been later games. People have been leaving.
They
so.
Also like to extend the party past football.
Yeah, we've been going out.
Go out
after,
Saturday
afterwards.
Nights. We had a really fun night at the casino a couple weeks ago. I mean, the tater tots know how to get down. I've been having a lot of fun with the tots.
Ooh. Sounds like Drunk Meg might be making
No. I'm going to go ahead and squash any
Drums.
Of that shit right here. No, no. Good.
And I am not trying to poach her. She, I love when she subs for us, but I respect her team.
As long as she stays on the USL, she can pretty much play for you anyway, so it doesn't even matter.
True.
So that's awesome. So I'm glad you guys are enjoying the league, of course, and thank you for basically bringing in a whole new group of people who are actually, from what I can see so far, a lot of fun people because they've been making the bar bounce for
Cheers
sure.
Cheers to that.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're getting near the end, obviously. I think we've been at about an hour at this point, so we're going to do what we always do, and we'll do our MVP LVPs for the week. Why, did you have this or that's because you're looking
I
in
do.
Notebook?
She does.
Well, do your this or that's then because I knew you wanted
okay,
to do it.
For those of you who don't know this or that,
excited about it.
This is rapid fire, and I'm going to ask people like 5 questions at a time. I'm going to say, like, red or blue, and you have to say what you like, red or blue. You cannot say anything else besides the choices. No ums, just immediate answer. Okay?
Oh, this is so much pressure.
Dave Beard. Beard Dave, we're starting with you.
All right.
You have some easy ones to start with.
Sweet.
Okay.
Great.
Bills or Sabres?
Bills.
Backstreet Boys or NSYNC?
Backstreet.
Margaritas or Daiquiris?
Daiquiris.
Doggy style or reverse cowgirl?
Doggy.
Bud Light, Blue Light?
Blue Light.
Drunk Meg, Spice Girls or TLC?
Spice Girls.
Rap or country?
Country.
Oh, no.
Old country. Old country.
You're staying here.
Snickers or Babe Ruth?
Snickers.
Matty Ice or Joey Bats?
Matty Ice.
Okay.
I don't know who Joey Bats is, to be fair, but I love Matty Ice, so
Lyle.
Always.
This podcast or the other one?
This one.
Hole in the Wall Bar or Chippewa?
Hole in the Wall.
Chocolate or vanilla?
Chocolate.
Blondes or brunettes?
Blondes.
Jorts or Crocs?
Jorts.
Joe K. Facebook or Instagram?
Instagram now.
Vodka or whiskey?
Whiskey.
Waterbed or a bounce house?
Bounce house.
Funnel or shotgun?
Funnel.
Bee's brother or JT?
Bee's brother.
No! Back
wait,
this
wait.
Way.
I thought
oh, there's more?
I thought you were going to be two options.
Geez.
No, this or that.
So you said the same person.
Beesbrook. Stop! Okay. Wii or Atari?
Wii.
Bobby McConnell or Chris Cole?
I have no idea.
Who?
Chris Cole.
Yeah, that's the right
okay.
one.
Okay. Minions or Smurfs?
Smurfs.
Fight Club or Moneyball?
Fight Club.
Drunk Meg, Ben Affleck or Brad Pitt?
Brad Pitt.
Truly or White Claw?
White Claw Mango, Truly this is Tropical like a, Patch.
You broke the rule!
Yeah.
Topper or Ramir?
Ramir.
McDonald's or Burger King?
Ugh, neither.
Lyle, finish this off. Old Star Wars or new Star Wars?
Old.
Jennifer Aniston or Angelina Jolie?
Jennifer.
Zach or AC Slater?
AC.
98 degrees or LFO?
98 degrees.
Crop tops or short shorts?
Short shorts.
Jonas Woo! Brothers or One Direction?
Jonas Brothers.
Thank you for participating.
Ding.
Do you keep a tally of these? Do you ask the same questions or is it different?
I added some.
Yeah, she definitely, there was definitely a few new ones.
But I like viciously sat here in this corner writing them last week.
It looked smoky. The paper was smoking last week. It was amazing. Okay, now I guess we can go to our MVP LVPs for the week. If you're unfamiliar, it means that you just say somebody had a really good week or something that didn't.
Someone or something.
Yeah, it's really easy. So Emily, let's start with you.
My LVP is the sun because now my skin is peeling because I got
sun's got like the most LVPs.
LVP,
year,
I don't know.
What is that? Least
value? I would give it to most. I would give the sun.
Because I got like a low key sunburn even though it was freezing out. Riddle me that.
I think you should just give yourself the LVP.
I am mad about it because winter is coming. So,
don't say the W word.
And my MVP is Taylor Pagano for catching an extra point with the truly.
But there was no evil laugh this time.
No, it was more like, hey.
That's
accurate.
Yeah, there's that.
All right, so my LVP is going to have to be Travis.
Ooh.
He's playing on our team this weekend.
Not his problem.
Yeah, not my problem.
That's a wild problem.
He had a rough week. He had some people drop some passes, but lost all of his games at quarterback.
Oh,
so
that's sad.
It's just first person that came to mind. MVP is going to obviously be me.
Why?
Okay, Joey.
Ooh,
back.
Ballsy.
I mean, won both my games, and yeah, that's really all it takes.
Okay.
That's fair.
Do you want more?
No, I couldn't. Please. Drunk bag.
Okay.
You're up.
LVP, gonna go ahead and not name any names, but people that mm-hmm. commit to a team that don't actually commit to a team and are at the fields but don't play with their team
what?
While they're there.
Who
so I'm
did
gonna
that?
Say,
yeah.
nope.
I call
MVP, we're going to go with the MVP, is TMA's new mascot, Kiko, who is a 10-week-old German Shepherd.
I cried.
My brother got a new puppy. And
oh, that's your brother.
That's my brother.
I talked to him.
Okay, yeah. Now you know my brother.
Hooray!
So we've got, like, Drunk Meg's brother, Drunk Meg's boyfriend.
Drunk Meg's dog.
Drunk Meg's nephew.
We're just going to say it's yours at some point.
I mean, that's okay. He's so great. But, yeah, MVP goes to Kiko because he's... I'm not even going to say TMA. I'm going to say TSL's new mascot because
yeah,
he's the fucking
so
cutest
cute.
Ever. So MVP goes to Kiko. The legend lives on.
David Marcus, you're up.
My LVP is anybody that didn't stay at the bar. So like everybody that left us hanging at 4:30 by ourselves.
That is lame.
I was there.
It was
much later.
Well, our game started at 3:30, so it couldn't have been any... sooner than 4:30.
I was there.
But everybody was
it
gone at that point.
Very
it was pretty
quickly.
Sad for a sunny day.
Yes.
Yeah, for a beautiful afternoon.
I left to get a pod.
That's nice. Actually, that's I remember that, and that's totally fair because those Popeye pods are where it's at.
Oh,
if you've
Popeyes?
Never had Pizza Plant,
the Popeye pods from Pizza Plant. Oh, you gotta get it.
We need to have a TSL outing to the plant. It's unreal.
For
we
it.
I don't even think we could fit them. They should
you're
come to it. Us.
They should.
They should have a
Topper
pod
eat,
cart.
Topper eats. Okay.
I love
okay,
it.
Okay, MVP, David.
I got nothing for MVP.
Come on.
You just pick somebody on our team.
Okay, I was watching one game. Katie Keller was catching everything that was thrown to
tell
her.
Tell us
so
something we don't know.
Shout out to Katie Keller. That's all I got.
Fair enough.
How about you, Joe?
Oh, my MVP is everybody who took the time to go to Nashville and get ridiculously drunk with me and
go
the 40,000 other Bills fans that were down there.
What about
there
the
were more Bills fans
do you
than
miss work?
Anything else.
Yeah,
those people
we
my
had
LVPs.
To be here.
Oh,
the league had to live on for a week.
And none of those things were my problem.
It's also
so
true.
No, my MVPs are just like... That was the best. That was my weekend. There were so many TSLers out there, and it was just a great time. Like,
it looked baller.
It was the best time ever, I'm not going to lie. LVP, I guess at this point, I don't even know who I can call out at this juncture because, well, The LVP is that it's the end of the season.
LVE.
No, because I don't have a problem with Scotty. A lot of other people do. He's just a scared little boy, and that's A-okay.
Oh, I thought LDE
I'm just
was
kidding.
Like a general.
LDE means little dick energy.
Yeah, the angels scream it while we play.
I love you.
As we're
so
demolishing these, like, mostly guy teams, we're screaming LDE.
No, I hear you. So,
they
I mean, no.
really like you guys.
They do. They do.
I love it.
Multiple teams told me they don't like
so it. But in essence, it's hard to call it an LVP at this time. So I'll just say the end of the season that's coming because, let's face it, I love playing football and drinking
time.
With all of you guys. And even though we still can do a pretty good job of doing that without, like, the league going, it still sucks to, like, be
yes,
this close
absolutely.
To the end of it already.
We have the banquet to look forward
my
to.
Oh, yes, we do. That's
my second MVP is actually Maggie's cornrows.
What?
Yeah.
I can't wait to see a picture of that.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I didn't know it existed. She had her birthday, right?
Yeah.
That was a good time, I guess. Anyway, so now we're here for final thoughts, and we can end this up pretty quickly. So it's just a time where you guys give your last thought on the season, anything you want to say about it, and then we can just skedaddle. Kyle, we'll start with you. You didn't look ready. Don't
nope.
tell me.
I'm going into next week with a bye for my team. We've got our D1 game, but
two games.
Oh shoot, I forgot about that. So really, just kind of cruising into the playoffs after a bye. Got to get my team together, get us practiced. You know, make sure we're ready for the playoffs. But no real final thoughts, honestly.
That's fine. Meg, your final thought.
Final thoughts. Having so much fun this season. Loving all the new friends that I've gotten to make. Loving all the camaraderie we've had at the bar.
The never-ending question, are you better sober or drunk on the football field?
No one knows because Meg's never been sober.
Shh.
We can't.
Megan
we don't. No one will know for sure.
Megan.
I'm looking
Megan
forward to, and I forgot to touch on this and ask about this, the Drunk Bowl, the Halloween.
The 4 o'clock
game.
Yeah, looking forward to that one. So
yeah, that's
I
the
guess
thing. If there's a thing we'll have to do this weekend, it's get signups for that one.
Costumes
yeah, let's get
required.
On.
I'll put it in
yes.
my notebook
because
yes,
here
required.
For it.
Because we did I
here
mean,
to be a part of
I'm
it,
down.
Here to watch
very,
it, any of
very
it.
Down.
I've done none
so
of
so usually
oh,
in the past
I'm
we've done like good versus evil.
Yeah.
Stuff
I mean,
like that.
Like some themes.
Marvel versus DC.
I'm being Gamora for Halloween, so maybe I'll just
there we
do that.
Go.
Love it.
Painting my whole body green.
Yeah, Dave, you're the only one that hasn't.
Your notebook,
Dave,
I'm writing it down.
Okay. Dave, your final thought. What are your final thoughts on this mess that is the TSL?
Well, it's been a crazy season so far. Crazy wins and losses in all divisions, I'd say. And I'm hopeful that we go into this playoffs. Honestly, I kind of want to secure a spot against Zach Attack, which would mean we'd have to lose this week if they win. But for a rematch in the playoffs... But never planning on losing, so the replacements are coming after you this week.
Ooh.
I like it. And then my final thought. You guys, this might be news to you. I don't know how many people know it, but today we got some really sad news for the TSL. The first dog of the TSL, Topper's dog Gunther, passed away this morning.
Oh,
it was very sad. So I would just like to request that everybody keep Topper in your thoughts. It's been clearly a hard year for him. But there's still been some good in it, and he's in good spirits. Gunther was 13, but he was a mainstay. A lot of people know him. He was an awesome dog. My final thought will be my favorite Gunther thought, and I'll probably tell this story a few times on Saturday. But we were moving Topper into his new house, and it was me, Baccio, Paul Neiman. I can't remember who else was there, and we're trying to get his couch through the back patio doors, and it got a little stuck, and we're trying to turn it. And as we're turning it, Gunther jumps on the couch and starts humping the shit out of
it.
So then we have to. So then Topper takes Gunther away and like brings him to the front or whatever. And now we're turning it again. And then Gunther comes running into the backyard and starts humping the shit out of the couch again. So that's my favorite Gunther story. It was hilarious. He wouldn't stop for what might have been a little bit of too much of time. But he had a great time with it. And he was just a really good dog. He's on one of the first. He was on the first podcast and stuff. So like. He's the first dog of the TSL, Gunther. We'll miss you, buddy. And with that, we will see you guys.
Wait, what about me?
Yeah, you skipped her.
I went
final
to
final thoughts.
You guys all got real serious, too. I'm kind of disappointed.
Well, I guess I have to keep going. Sorry, Gunther.
Final thoughts to me. So if you are looking for me, I am the lost wandering child with the notebook at the fields, and I'm making a list, which I just
second
started.
Choice.
Probably
I just,
dancing.
I just started, yeah, probably crumping, and I just started my list for drunk the 4 o'clock game. The 4 o'clock game. So I wrote down everyone
oh, yeah,
in this
sorry.
Room.
There
if
might
you
be
want
more than
to
one.
Play, we play it around Halloween. It no. is a very fun game we play in costumes. Come find me. Also, come find me to nominate someone in your division or that you know of for an MVP award. Thank you.
We miss you, Gunther.